Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, Leon Panetta is in high dudgeon. He's very upset because Iran is apparently sending military aid into Syria to support Assad. And they're talking about Iran is forming a militia in Syria. And Leon Panetta say, you can't do that. You can't just send in troops and weapons into a foreign country like that. Forgetting that's exactly what the U.S. has been doing. And I think, really, this is an attempt to demonize Iran yet again and try and claim that Iran is the reason we're not able to bring democracy to the Syrian people. This whole, or to blame Iran for the failure of the hired mercenary army to overthrow the Assad government. So they're thrashing around. They're just throwing everything out there and seeing if anything's going to register with the American people. And the answer is going to be a big no, because we've been lied to so many times. Only a moron would believe anything anybody in the U.S. federal government says. Now, you remember back in the run-up to the Olympics, which we're all very grateful and glad that it all went off without a hitch and, you know, nobody got hurt or anything. All this security there, and the TSA was there, and this G4S was there, and the Israeli security was there, and all this stuff was. I think everybody was basically just getting a trip to the Olympics on the taxpayer dime on this thing. All of these severe restrictions around those parts of London, and you're not allowed to have protests here, and more cameras, and more barriers, and more checkpoints, and all the rest of that stuff, which in hindsight turned out to be completely pointless because the only bomb threat turned out to be one of the G4S people trying to sort of hype, you know, a job increase or something like that. Well, it turns out with the Olympics over, the sort of police state in around London is being retained. They're keeping the exclusion zones. They're keeping all the security measures, the facial recognition and number plate and all the rest of that stuff. London isn't going to go back to the pre-Olympic, relaxed, pleasant place to be. And that, of course, is that whole incremental thing. Anytime there's a new increase in security and surveillance of the people to deal with a crisis or an emergency or an event, it just somehow seems to stay around after it's no longer needed. Now, here in the United States of America, of course, more and more people are concerned about these drones that are flying over America, watching you, peeking into your bedroom window, spying on your wife or girlfriend in your private backyard while she sunbathes sans clothing. Those dirty old men over there running those drones, they love to do that kind of thing. That's why they've got an online porn problem with these people flying the drones. It's probably where the virus got in that infected the operating system of some of these drones. They're using Windows on these things. It's amazing here. The FAA has released more documents pointing out that all of these drones are posing a huge safety risk. The drone operators just tend to think they can fly anywhere with these things that they want. There have been several near collisions with commercial jetliners, with private airplanes, with police and fire helicopters. So in the name of guarding us against terrorism, we have an increased risk of flaming wreckage falling onto our heads without any warning whatsoever. But it makes money for the drone companies, and that's all that really counts here. And you've probably already heard, because the corporate media was covering this, a federal judge has thrown out the lawsuit regarding spying on Muslims and infiltration of the mosques, whether it was justified, whether it was legitimate, whether it was just simply based on racial profiling. And the judge has thrown the lawsuit out on the basis that allowing the suit to go forward would damage national security. Sig Heil, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And with regard to that song, I want to be a pirate. You know, pirates get a bad rap, although obviously Johnny Depp has made them look good. Pirates were simply a response to the extreme, rigid social structure of the British Empire and of most of Europe. Same thing that led to the mutiny on the Bounty. And for all the negative image about piracy, and yes, they were going out and taking things that didn't belong to them, but on the other hand, that's pretty much what the British Empire was doing during that whole period of history anyway. And they actually ran a very democratic society. The pirate captain was only unquestioned command of the ship during engagements, when everybody understood, you do as you're told or we're all going to be in trouble. The rest of the time, the quartermaster ran the day-to-day operations of the ship, and officers were selected by election. You could be voted into being captain, and you could be voted out just as quickly. That was a very radical approach to self-organization for that day and age. Anyway, getting back to more serious situation. You probably heard it. It's on the news that experimental hypersonic wave-riding scramjet aircraft has failed yet again. Last one failed when the outer covering got torn off at Mach 6. This one, as soon as they dropped it, apparently there was a faulty control fin, and it couldn't hold the orientation necessary to start the scramjet engine. and apparently they lost it in the ocean. So for all that money that is being spent on these military development projects, it's just a complete waste of money. They can't make the stuff work. And it underscores the achievement of NASA and the people who built and flew Curiosity, because they're working on pennies compared to the military. And basically it's sending a message to the rest of the world. You know all those amazing, fantastic super weapons the United States is developing? They don't really work. You don't have to worry about them. It's like the F-22, which is still to this very day asphyxiating its pilots. And the F-35, which still can't fly in the rain without the electronics going haywire. And the naval variant of the F-35 can't even land on a carrier because they put the arrestor hook right by the main landing gear, when the main landing gear is going to slap that arrestor wire flat down on the deck where the hook's going to miss it. Good thinking. Good thinking. I remember the early days of the space program, there was this huge, huge battle between the military and the civilian space agency, where the military said, no, we'll make space work. And as a matter of fact, the reason the Russians beat us into Earth orbit with Sputnik had to do with the fact that Eisenhower originally gave the military the green light to try and orbit satellite. And they had five failures in a row with the Juno. And their Vanguard satellite program. And then Eisenhower said, look, we're going to give the civilians a shot. And they got Explorer 1 into orbit. And the military has been trying to take over NASA and space ever since. They've run their own parallel space program. They came in and tinkered with the shuttle design, delayed it for 2 years, and greatly increased the cost. Said, we want your shuttle to carry our big satellite. Can't you make the satellite smaller? No, you must make the shuttle bigger. A lot of turf going on there. So anyway, this hypersonic wave rider, and they have been developing this since 1980. And I can't even tell you how I know that, but this has been a project that's been going on for a long time. They still can't get it to work here. And it's simple stuff. Actuator on a control fin. Skin panels coming off for all that money, really. It's just everybody's getting rich and nobody really cares if the stuff works or not. It's like most of the nuclear ICBMs. You know, as long as they can get the tests to make it look like it's going to work, they don't really care if it's going to work or not, because the desire is it never actually gets used. They build all these expensive weapons and say it doesn't matter if they work or not, because ideally we'll never have to use them. We're getting more reports that the Department of Homeland Security is starting to establish checkpoints at key traffic locations. Your papers, please, coming on through. Which reminds me, has anybody heard anything more about that sexual harassment lawsuit against Janet Napolitano and how she's got her gal pals in the key management position, the manner of Jace basically being treated, you know, pretty much the way the militant feminists all wanted them to be treated back in the 1990s. Let's see. Officials at the National Reconnaissance Office face criminal charges. Apparently, there have been some problems over at the NRO, and some of their higher officials were trying to block investigation and shield some of their subordinates from scrutiny. And that, of course, is not supposed to happen. And let's see. Now, you've been hearing all about the drought, and we talked about this a little earlier in the show, but I'm going to cover it one more time. They're talking about all the wells are going dry across rural U.S. It's a horrible drought. It's a horrible this. It's, you know, wildfires and scorching and everything, and they're trying to blame global warming or the will of God or all the rest of that stuff. And we know that the world is going to do what the world is going to do. Right now, they've got rain and flooding over there in Indonesia. So it's not for a lack of water. It's, you know, weather is going to change and so forth and so on. But the United States of America, especially out west where it is naturally, traditionally, historically, desert country, we built this infrastructure of irrigation, of canals, of flood control systems, of water management systems that kept the Mississippi River level under control, that brought water to these normally parched areas in order to allow farming to take place. And all of that infrastructure is falling apart. So if you want a real reason for the wildfires and the drought and the lack of water, it's because the infrastructure has been allowed to decay. And the blame for that goes right on the federal government, which is so busy taking care of Israel, they will not take care of the United States of America. The reason for the out-of-control wildfires is twofold. First of all, the budget for clearing off that overburden, that dead brush that does build up over time, that was cut. And they just said, oh, we'll let it build up. It won't be a problem for us. It'll be a problem for the next generation. And, of course, the funding for firefighting and wildfire fighting, the smoke jumpers and the water tankers, has all been allowed to decline. And so they're not at all prepared to deal with these problems anymore. They're too busy bombing people on the other side of the planet. Now, I want to talk about a story that broke a little earlier today, where a former reviewer for the Food and Drug Administration has gone public about intimidation, retaliation, marginalization, and outright threats by the FDA management against its own scientists who were supposed to be evaluating potential pharmaceuticals for public release. And apparently the real scandal is the FDA's top management had a spy operation, tapping phones, reading email against its own scientists and academics. They maintained an enemies list of people who could not be relied on to produce positive reports. In one case, the reviewer said his children's lives were threatened to try and silence him. Meanwhile, according to data just released by the UK-based Alliance for Natural Health International, pharmaceutical drugs are 62,000 times more likely to kill you than natural supplements you're going to get down at your local health food store. Remember how the pharmaceutical industry in this country and the FDA are running around saying, those vitamins are bad for you. You don't want to get those herbs from the natural. They're out of control. They're contaminated. They're this and they're that. They don't want you to be able to go and treat yourself because then you're depriving some doctor of his new Porsche. But the reality is that you are more likely to die at the hands of a pharmaceutical drug from America's pharmaceutical corporations than you are from just taking health supplements. Remember what we were reporting on earlier in the week? They're now finding out statin drugs, which were the big, wonderful medication that was going to deal with your cholesterol and the arterial plaque, is actually making the problem worse, not better. Now, about 2 weeks ago, there was a study that came out that said, you know, egg yolks aren't all that bad for you after all. You know, they were saying, oh, eggs are bad, eggs are bad. You can't eat an egg from your own chicken on your own property. That will kill you. You need to rush right down to your store and buy our pre-processed yolkless egg synthetic product. That's much better for you than eggs coming out of the chicken on your own land. And not surprisingly, the companies that make those manufactured egg-like substance products have come out with a new report saying, oh yes, egg yolks are bad for you. They're going to do this and they're going to do that to scare you away from growing your own food. They don't want you to grow your own food. They don't want you to be able to find the cures to your own medical conditions. The drive is there as a model to force you to be dependent on whatever it is they're selling you, even if it's no good for you at all. We're already hearing this new advisory panel to the government. Nobody knows who's paying this advisory panel, saying that every adult in America must be forced to take the whooping cough vaccine. And yet Reuters reported the people getting whooping cough are the ones who got the vaccine. They really don't want you to be healthy because then they can't make money off of you. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're getting some additional information about George Soros and his stepping in to buy up the Facebook stock that was released to the market today. And apparently he basically bought it all to the tune of $10 million. And we're looking at this article. It doesn't say what his earlier holdings were or what his motives might be. In fact, the article that we just linked to, whatreallyhappened.com, they're scratching their head, saying that this really doesn't make any sense. It's one of the worst performing stocks ever, and the company's obviously overvalued. They're mired in all these allegations of fraud, and nobody can understand why he would do that. Apparently, Soros is getting out of the financial services industries, and apparently Steve Cohen, founder of SAC Capital and another hedge fund guy, picked up 151,000 shares of the stock as of the end of June, so he'd wait for the lockouts. But yeah, Facebook is being picked up by these big, heavy players. Obviously, they've got something in mind to do with it. Getting back to London and the Olympics, it was an economic failure. They didn't make a lot of money on it. The security that they put around the Olympics just ruined all of the businesses in London in that area. So that didn't work out very well. Unfortunately, Olympics have a bad history. They're always sold on, we're going to build all this new stuff, we're going to make all this money, and they usually turn out to be financial disasters, but they're tolerated for the sake of national prestige. We have the Olympics, yada, 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 yada. Now, getting back to science and health and the tendency for pharmaceutical companies to sell you stuff that may not even be good for you, there are now these epidemiological studies that are being done. Nobody's going back in and actually saying what is in the vaccine and what is the mechanism by which it causes illness. What they're simply doing is going out and they're looking at vaccinated versus unvaccinated people and looking for differences in the health outcome. And this was the study, of course, that Reuters reported that showed that most of the whooping cough outbreak is among people who've already been given the vaccine. And so now, of course, this advisory group to the U.S. government is demanding that the government mandate this vaccine for everybody. So we're seeing another epidemiological study that is once again reaffirming a link between thimerosal, which is a preservative slash adjuvant in the vaccines, and the rise of autism. And the vaccine manufacturers are now hiding behind what's called the federal vaccine courts. You're banned from suing the vaccine makers because of a rider attached to the Homeland Security Act, because vaccine manufacturers are critical to the national security. And so the government set up a vaccine court, a federal vaccine court, that would review allegations of vaccine malfeasance and then make a decision. And inevitably, the federal vaccine court is always ruling in favor of the vaccine manufacturers. You know, your child is just imagining that they're autistic, so forth and so on. By the way, as an indicator of just how much power and force is being brought to bear against the American people by these food corporations, apparently the chemical industry has spent almost $10 million lobbying against GMO labeling. Now remember, over in Europe, any food product with genetically modified content must be identified as such. And obviously, if you're selling a product that says no GMO content, you can have a label to that effect because people want to avoid that. We know there are already problems emerging among livestock that are force-fed genetically modified corn, all kinds of situations like that. Here in the United States of America, it is completely the reverse. You are prohibited from putting any mention about genetic modification on your food labels. Even if you have a company or a product that has no GMO content, you're not allowed to advertise that. Some of the companies that were behind this $10 million fund to lobby against GMO labeling are companies like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Nestle, General Mills, ConAgra. What is it they're selling they don't want you to know about? Now, here's a little bit of bright news, not too bright, but you'll understand why. Johnson & Johnson has announced that they will remove potentially cancer-causing and other dangerous chemicals from nearly all of their adult toiletry and cosmetic products somewhere by 2015. No rush there, guys. Take your time. We're not worried about it. We'll go on pouring this cancer-causing chemical all over our hair and our skin for the next 3.5 years. Maybe Johnson & Johnson is thinking 3.5 years from now, people won't be all concerned about that anymore, and they can reverse their decision. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this sinkhole down in Louisiana. This seems to be a potentially dangerous situation. The Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality has asked the operator of a salt cavern near sinkhole to describe what would happen if all the butane that was held in that underground storage facility were released to the surface. We're going to talk about this when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Working two jobs is never seen me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the sinkhole down in the Louisiana Bayou. And there is a concern as this sinkhole continues to expand and collapse that it will breach some of these salt caverns nearby that are being used for storage purposes by a company called Texas Brine. Now, one of these caverns is being used to store radioactive waste, material that is tailings from drilling and mining operations that is radioactive. It has to be disposed of, and they're pumping it down to this salt cavern. And the salt cavern that is mostly of concern is being used to store 940,000 barrels of liquid butane under pressure. Now, at the moment, it is 1,600 feet from the sinkhole. And first of all, I would question the prudence of using these salt caverns in what is obviously a geologically unstable area by virtue of the existence of these large empty caverns, which can cave in, to store dangerous materials. But the Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality is asking now for an estimate. What would happen if this salt cavern that is holding this butane were breached? Because once the pressure is released, the butane will go from liquid to gas. It will erupt out in a very flammable geyser, and one spark will set it off. And that will be a very, very large fireball. And obviously, if the other salt cavern that is holding the radioactive waste is breached, then we could have a radioactive fireball. And nobody seems to have a clue what to do about this. And it is a reminder that the government of the United States of America is really good at creating fake crises and fake enemies to which they will sell you protection or a solution for increased taxes and surrendering of your freedoms and liberties. But when it comes to a real problem, they're kind of helpless. Couldn't do anything about the Gulf of Oil disaster. And by the way, that could very easily be a contributing factor to this drought across the Great Plains, because with all the oil and chemical that is on the surface of the water, evaporation is reduced. The normal current flow through the Gulf of Mexico was disrupted by all of the oil and dispersants in there. And that's a very large open surface of water that has changed its behavior and could very easily be a factor in the decline in rainfall up across the Great Plains. Everybody's still worried about Fukushima. As you heard that caller earlier in the show, we know about the bluefin tuna that they caught off San Diego that was radioactively contaminated. What about other kinds of tuna that we're buying in our cans from the supermarket? Nobody's testing it. We can't really tell one way or the other. We know for a certainty that the United States government won't do anything to protect the American people from radioactive food. Because radioactive food, by golly, that's a saleable product. That makes money. And that's all that really matters. The reality right now is, between the loss of the Gulf of Mexico, the decline in America's food production because of the collapse of the irrigation system, the decline in food production because of the continuing mandate regarding ethanol, the decline in food production because of mistakes with the genetically modified crops, which are not producing the same yield as their natural counterpart, and Fukushima, there isn't enough healthy, safe food to feed the entire human population. Maybe another reason they want a good world war. Because it's going to be cheaper to kill off a huge chunk of the human population rather than spend the money. Ooh, can't have that. Money junkies won't like that. To make the world safe and supportive for the human population. It's too expensive to provide safe food and water and housing for all those humans out there. That human livestock that we're trying to manage here. It's just cheaper to cull them all off here. Speaking of culling, there's a research led has found that nearly one in three sun creams, tanning products, tested did not actually offer the protection factor that was on the product label. Some of the sunscreens, for example, said that they offered this SPF 60 protection, were found, in fact, to only give 30, half of what was promised. Now, the researchers are saying that what may be reducing the protection factor in these suntan lotions is an anti-inflammatory that is in the lotions. So what we have here, tanning lotions do not protect you from the sun as well as they claim. They are loaded with an anti-inflammation pharmaceutical because the manufacturer knows their product is toxic and might trigger a rash, a reaction by your body. And now we're finding out that one of the ingredients in these tanning products, it's a very common ingredient, can actually increase your chance of getting the skin cancer the tanning product says they're protecting you from. It's just all about the money. Whatever they can gloop together, bribe the FDA to approve for the marketplace and put it on the shelves and they will sell it. We had this other scandal not too long ago where there are companies that are selling what are called organic baby formula. Now, first of all, the whole formula thing is kind of the idea that something coming out of a chemistry laboratory is going to be better for your baby than what comes out of the mother's body. And that's an amazing concept they have managed to sell to the American public. You know, your own bodily milk is bad for your baby. You want this stuff that came out of, you know, our chemistry set here. And now we have this baby formula that is on the shelf, certified to be organic, and it turns out it contains toxic synthetic preservatives because the laws got changed. Lobbyists went over to the FDA and said, we want to be able to say it's certified organic and natural, but we want to be able to include these chemicals in there. Make it last longer, there'll be less spoilage, less loss, our profits will go up. And the FDA said, sure, anybody inside our company complains, we'll threaten the lives of their children. Remember Solyndra? Blue Sky Project couldn't make an effective solar panel. They went into bankruptcy, loan guarantee by the government. But actually, it wasn't a loan guarantee, it was a loan. $527 million, and now the people handling Solyndra's bankruptcy are going to say they're not going to be able to pay that back. Maybe a token payment. Who gets stuck with the rest of the bill? You do. Now, here's an interesting story because, I forgot where this was actually happening. Let me click this link and get back there. I think it's Utah, but I'm not sure about that. But basically, there is a pilot program to force people to register gardens. Yeah, it's in Utah. You know, register your business, register your car, register your gun, register your life, and now they want to register your gardens. That's now going to be a government-controlled enterprise. If you're growing food on your own property, you have to let the government know so they have a record of it. Because they want to be able to control whether or not you can feed yourself off of your own property. Use a carrot, go to jail. Three salads and you're out. Something like that. It's all about enforced dependency. Enforced dependency on the food corporations, enforced dependency on the pharmaceutical companies, enforced dependency on the power grid, enforced dependency on private central banking. Until the people stand up and say, we wish to be independent. That's why it's called Independence Day on July 4th. It's not Freedom Day. It's not Revolution Day. It's not We Kick the British Out Day. It's Independence Day because the American people revolted against the British Crown's efforts to force them to be dependent on the British Bank, on British suppliers of goods. That's what led to the Tea Party. They wanted to be independent, to decide for themselves how they will feed themselves, what medical care they will have, how they will conduct their finances. Up in Philadelphia, a woman is facing $600 a day in fines for feeding needy neighborhood kids. And apparently she's being fined because she did not get the approval of the township officials to give food away to kids. Because after all, just think how much business you're taking away from the fast food corporations if you go out and give food away to those kids. I hope they don't do that here because my wife and I are involved in this local, you know, feeding the school kids thing. I'd hate to have the government come in and say, no, I'm going to pay a fine for feeding those kids. You know, you got to leave them hungry. They get hungry enough, they'll enlist in the army. Now, again, in Philadelphia, there's a little bit of good news because, as you're probably aware, in Philadelphia, there is a law against feeding the homeless people. And a judge in Philadelphia just basically struck that down, blocked it. Federal Judge William H. Yone Jr., in a 56-page opinion, blocked Mayor Michael Nutter's ban on feeding the homeless in public spaces. And the judge said, basically, anybody who's trying to feed the needy and the homeless, that's definitely in the public interest. And the mayor was definitely out of line trying to ban that. And I understand where the mayor's probably coming from. all of these city governments, they want the homeless to go someplace else because it looks bad if you have homeless people on your streets, especially in tourism-sensitive areas, which Philadelphia is one. Don't want to see homeless people there lounging around the Liberty Bell or Independence Hall. You know, here in Hawaii, they're constantly trying to shoo the homeless off to some place the tourists don't go to. It's all about image. They can't actually fix the problem. They're just going to make it look better. Now, apparently, there is an American evangelical minister, preacher, who is known for literally hitting followers to cure them of cancer. Come up, let me belt you one, God will take cancer away. And apparently so many people are outraged by this. He was planning to go over to Great Britain to try and do his thing over there. And one member of parliament is saying, this guy ought to be banned from coming in here. And this is more than just an issue of religious freedom, because apparently this preacher, Todd Bentley, he's been convicted of a sexual attack on a 7-year-old. Apparently wears a lot of tattoo and he just slaps people around and say, you are now healed. Probably people say, yes, I'm healed, because they don't want to get hit again. Meanwhile, in the town of Woodburn, this is a good one, the police were just cruising around and they saw this 12-year-old boy running down the street, panting, out of breath, begging for help. A man was chasing him. Moments later, a man ran around the corner wearing only underwear. And he basically was trying to convince the people who were gathered around to give the boy back to him. Apparently, there was a citizen, a guy by the name of James Kurtz, and his sister-in-law were going to drive the boy to his relatives. And this man in the underwear was just saying, what, you're really not going to give him back to me? The guy in the underwear is a priest. Just amazing, amazing. Over in Monticello, or the Monticello Prairie Island reactors are idled for repairs. Another nuclear breakdown. We have a caller on the line, Joe in Texas. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, you mentioned that registration, one day they're going to require us to register our gardens.
Yes, that's up in Utah. There's a start pilot program.
Ralph Winterud, I'm sure RBN followers know who he is. He says when you register something, you transfer the ownership to, you know, the government. And in the case of automobiles, you know, registration of automobile, that's true. But you also are not required to register your car or your vehicle. And Texas law confirms that, too.
Well, so, that may be true in Texas. I know here in Hawaii, if your car is not registered, they will impound it and sell it at auction.
Oh, boy, you guys are in bigger trouble than we are.
Well, you know, after the U.S. stole Hawaii from the Hawaiian people, it's been kind of downhill ever since then.
Yes. Was it? Yes, right. Didn't it used to be called the Sandwich Islands?
Yes, after the Earl of Sandwich, who was a major check writer for Captain Cook, who supposedly discovered the islands, although there's considerable evidence the Spanish were here first.
Yeah, well, I imagine the native Hawaiians probably discovered it first, but anyway, they don't count.
Well, that's certainly true, and there were two waves of them. There were the smaller people, who are now referred to as the Menahuni, that came up from the Marquesas, and then followed by the ocean voyaging canoes coming from Tahiti.
Okay, well, those are my 2 cents. In Texas, you're not required to register it. It's a traffic code to that effect, too.
Okay, well, that may be Texas and a good reason to move to Texas, and my wife and I have talked about moving down to Texas. But, here in Hawaii, if your car is not registered, can be seized and sold at auction.
That's awful. But anyway, sorry. that's all I
No, there's nothing to apologize. I mean, that's kind of an interesting insight about Texas. But you're absolutely right. If you are registering something, maybe you're not transferring the ownership to the government, and a lot of registrations are just about raising revenue, like dog licenses,
right.
But are definitely transferring control of the item being registered to some extent to the government. And more to the point, the government now knows what you're doing and what you're doing it with. And again, that's a violation of my privacy. It's none of the government's business if I'm growing tomatoes in my backyard.
Yeah. They bring that into Texas, this business of making you register a garden, and somebody was going to get hurt.
So. Yeah. All righty. So thanks for letting us know about that. That's interesting that you don't have to register your car in Texas. I presume you have to register your firearms.
No, not yet. But back to the car registration, the code says a municipality may not require a person to register a motor vehicle.
Now, that's saying municipality. That's not saying state motor vehicle department. There may be a difference.
No,
we got to take – hang on. Joe,
sure,
stay
sure.
with me. We got to do some commercials, but I want to come back and talk to you about this after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, you'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Joe in Texas, and I just wanted to be clear here because the law you read to me said municipalities cannot require licensing of motor vehicles, but I don't think that means the same thing as your State Department of Motor Vehicles.
Well, I got it wrong. It says okay. Registration by political subdivision, and I read municipality in my memory. Registration by political subdivision is the title of the section 502.003 of the Texas Transportation Code. And it says, except as provided by subsection B, a political subdivision of this state may not require an owner of a motor vehicle to, one, register the vehicle, pay a motor vehicle registration fee, or, three, pay an occupation tax or license fee in connection with the motor vehicle.
Well, I'd want to see what that subsection B is that says as...
It's real simple.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect, B says, it doesn't affect the authority of a municipality to license and regulate the use of motor vehicles for compensation within the municipal limits and impose a permit fee or street rental charge for operation of each motor vehicle used to transport passengers for compensation. So, see, it's voluntary. Mine hasn't been registered for, seven, 8 years.
Okay, well, that's an interesting thing. That's a very, very interesting thing.
Yeah.
All righty, well... You know, you live and you learn here. And we're going to let you go here because we're almost at the end of the show here.
Yes, sir.
And I do want to get one more comment in here. It seems I misspoke regarding the laws for GMO labeling in the United States. I've just been sent a guide on how to identify and avoid foods made with genetically modified organisms. And apparently in the United States, you can put a label on your food saying does not contain genetically modified content as long as you have a third-party verification that you are, in fact, devoid of that kind of content. So I guess there is a labeling out there, and you would be well advised to look for it. This genetic technology is the most dangerous technology that corporations have been allowed to tinker with yet. And with money junkies in control of it, public safety and health is not a concern. They're going to put this stuff out there, and if it causes damage down the road, they just figure it's cheaper to pay off the lawsuits and hire public relations firms to smooth it all over with the public. With this very compliant corporate media, which as was demonstrated during the Fox synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, they're perfectly willing to lie to please their advertisers. So that's kind of where we are. Apparently, you can find and identify non-genetically modified food products in the United States. And I put up this little guide. There's a PDF there that you can print out that basically says this is what you look for to avoid genetically modified content, and definitely, definitely need to be looking for that stuff. All righty, so we're coming up here on the end of our show, and we'll be talking about more of this stuff tomorrow. And we're going to spend a little more time talking about curiosity and a reminder that on Monday, Dr. Levin, the developer of the labeled release experiment on the Viking landers in 1976, will be our guest. And what a wonderful thrill it's going to be for him if and when curiosity confirms that, yeah, they did find life back then. One clue that they have, there's a lot of methane floating around the Martian atmosphere. And we know from here on Earth, methane tends to be the product of biological processes. And so we'll know. Anyway, that's it for our show today. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical. Talk about what you know with everybody you know. When you speak out, you give others the courage to speak out. That is how we're going to regain our republic. Please support Republic Broadcasting. They need your support. And aloha, America.
Are you against